Got new details in the death of a man found burned and buried in a shallow grave on the border of Utah and San Pete counties. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodley has a story. She's live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Brianna.
Sandy, the details come from a newly unsealed search warrant. First of all, we do know that Utah County deputies found the charred body of Wesley Ney in a shallow grave, again, near the county border. But we learned he was last seen on August 29th, getting into a car with a man police later tracked down. That man claimed they did drugs, drove to a Mount Pleasant home where Ney got into a fight, and then this man says he dropped Ney back off where he picked him up. But police say they found blood and hair on this man's gravel outside his home, and he was also driving a stolen truck where they found a shovel, a pickaxe, and two gas cans that did not belong to the actual owner. Add to that another statement saying this man had borrowed a chainsaw to cut wood and destroy evidence right around the same time Ney disappeared. Now, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says they are still trying to verify all of the witness stories they've collected so far, and so they have not arrested anyone in this case. However, several of their suspects are already in custody on unrelated charges. Live, Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:30.